It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out at the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
65 degrees right now, a little bit cloudy. Rain this morning. Mm-hmm. It already rained, but it looks like it's going to be sunny for the rest of the day. In fact,
this is a sweet spot right now.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be sunny until Monday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your forecast for tomorrow, 4th of July, will be perfect. High 77, sunny. Saturday, high 86, sunny. Sunday, high of 89.
Nine
comes the heat with the sun, man. All right. We're going to get into the 4th of July holiday, the weekend. We got all that stuff going on.
Yeah.
Right? A couple other stories we have to touch on. But before we get there was a story in the DNC this week that unveils that your neck of the woods is getting a brand new baked goods business.
Where's that?
It's going to be in the Pittsford Colony Plaza. Did I see that?
Yeah,
right?
Pittsford like
Plaza.
It, yeah,
that's the same one, right?
The regular plaza.
I didn't know it was called something else.
Well, this side. Pittsford Colony Plaza is across the street.
Oh, maybe.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's in Pittsford.
Okay.
In a plaza.
But it's a bakery.
It's a bakery that specializes in one specific thing.
Oh, God.
What?
What?
No, it's called Cinnaholic.
What's it called?
Cinnaholic, as in like cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Okay.
So they sell cinnamon buns. But they don't sell just any cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, they have 20 frosting flavors and toppings you can choose from.
Ooh, buddy.
Really?
So everything from what they call the old school, which is just a cinnamon bun with vanilla frosting.
Yeah, yeah.
They have what they call the cookie monster that's topped with cream cheese and chocolate chip cookie dough. They have the caramel apple pie that's got caramel frosting, things like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like cinnamon bun but exploding.
Exactly. But, Kimmy, there is one thing that makes this cinnamon bun place different than all other cinnamon bun places.
What happened?
I believe it's all vegan.
Yep.
Or at least they have a lot of vegan options.
I will read you a quote from the DNC. You ready?
Yeah.
All products are vegan, dairy-free, lactose-free, egg-free, and cholesterol-free.
So there's, like, no butter in it?
Yes.
So what does it taste like, then?
Because
that's everything you need to make a bun.
Take your shoe off, yeah, put it in your mouth, and chew on that.
I can't. Listen, that has to taste weird.
I was with you on that, but there are some bakeries around town where I have eaten like a vegan cookie and not known the difference.
So what are they putting in it
that
makes
know.
It taste like
but
good?
But they've figured out ways.
Did you just ask what they put in it to make it taste like good?
Yeah.
Does it taste good? Tastes like good.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right, now I know this sounds strange, but this is not a one-off business. In fact, it's a national chain. They have over 100 locations nationwide, starting in California. So they must be doing something.
Oh, yeah,
something,
that'll be a hit.
Right? But I'm with you, man. Like, just the idea.
Is the idea of it ruining it for you
you
even try it?
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm going to eat something bad that's good, I want all of the bad in the good.
Well, here's the
you
thing.
You know what I mean?
But if it tastes good, but it's not as bad?
But that's impossible.
As a former fatty, I know my fats.
Okay, no, wait.
I know my fats.
I don't know. You're way out of that game.
Yeah.
So is he.
No, I'm not. I eat this
he
stuff still.
Does, he does have his cheat day.
Thank you.
Not true.
I keep my legs stretched just in case the Olympics falls again. Well, no, I mean, look, when you say, like, why would you make this stuff? Mm. We talked yesterday at the end of the show about how cheese can give you nightmares.
Yes.
And it turns out that just eating anything that has lactose or lacto, as you put it yesterday, 9 toes instead of 10,
yeah.
messes with your system. And, all right. Okay, well. The reason, the long way around there is there are more people than they know that are lactose intolerant. Mm. There are lots of people that are lactose intolerant that don't realize it. So if you are someone that can't handle dairy or lactose, which there are a lot of people, this is for you. I am just amazed that you could have a company that makes this stuff specifically that has 100 locations nationwide.
No kidding. And by the way, it's got to be super ass expensive.
In Pittsford, you think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You think in Pittsburgh?
It's going to be like the man's jewelry of buns. Like, you'll get your butt on a felt pillow, and you and your wife could look at it and think about it. You know, we'll come back next week. It's like an engagement ring.
You know, it's funny. Even man's, you walk in, and you're like, oh, wow, that's actually something that sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, it's higher than man's of the cinnamon buns.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF. We're talking about Cinnaholic. It is a vegan cinnamon roll bakery, a national chain that is coming to Pittsford Plaza. It looks like it's going to open in the fall. Here's what really bothers me. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you may be aware, I love Cinnabon.
Yeah.
I live for Cinnabon. Mm. We don't have any Cinnabons around us. No. I have driven an hour out of my way with my daughter on the road for hockey to get Cinnabon. So when I saw the headline,
you got excited.
I flipped out because it says Custom Cinnamon Roll Bakery coming to upstate New York, and and then it's like vegan. It was like an arrow, arrow through my heart.
So I have a family member who has had health problems. So like every time we're with this family member, we always have to find something, like seek something like this out. And I have been surprised at how many foods they've been able to like replicate to taste like the real thing. The only thing I have yet to find that they even say they can't find like something equivalent of, Italian food, like pasta. Like they're like every time the pasta always tastes a little off, or like the texture's a little weird.
That chickpea pasta.
They make chickpea pasta.
Yeah. So that stuff is horrible.
Yeah. Have you ever cooked it before?
Yeah. So that's what they give my grandson.
Okay.
And it's horrible because I saw it one day. Let me take it. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is tubular cardboard.
No, that's the only one. I'm like, nope, I can't do that.
And the kid loves it.
Well, because
he don't know
exactly.
He don't know. My Italian mother, grandmother, would be rolling over in her grave right now if she knew that kid was eating cardboard.
Yeah, but, I mean, I heard she was a dick, so.
She was a huge dick.
So that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Your great-great-granny. Grandchild is eating cardboard. No, we tried that chickpea pasta during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because we were running out of things.
Yeah. And it was all that's all that was left for a reason.
Yeah. And I was like, I got excited because I'm like, oh, I can eat this. Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, great. And you're right. No.
It's horrible.
Like, there was one night where I cooked it for just a little too long, and it just disintegrated.
Yeah, it completely falls apart.
All right, so we were wondering how expensive this is going to be. Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us, $5 to $8 per cinnamon bun.
Holy, $8 for a little bun?
I don't think that's in
that seems
yeah, it sounds
normal.
About right.
No, like, if you go to any bakery and get a big old cinnamon bun.
But yeah, how big is it,
like
though?
$5.
They chinch you?
Well, I don't know. I've never been to this place. Like, I mean, most cinnamon buns are over $5, $6 now.
Wow.
Like, there's a bakery in Skinny Atlas. And the only reason I like going to Skinny Atlas, I think it's called the Skinny Atlas Bakery or something like that, where they make these, you know, like Princess Leia-sized heads.
Huge ass.
Cinnamon buns, right? And I think those are like $7 to
$9. Well, if it's huge, you can split it with somebody.
But all baked goods are huge now.
You
can't buy regular-sized cookies. You can't buy regular-sized muffins, right? You know what I heard?
What's that?
Baked goods.
Yeah.
Out of control. That muffin goes to like 7-inch black. It is surprising. Like,
what's
that? I feel like the domination of Italian bakeries throughout the history of Rochester has put up a Berlin Wall, if you will, of other bakeries succeeding in Rochester.
Like chains especially?
Yeah.
I don't even know what a chain bakery would be.
Well, I guess Dunkin' Donuts would be a chain bakery.
Is that technically a chain bakery?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a chain.
I just think of it more for coffee.
But like a Cinnabon, right? Like, I mean, we had a Cinnabon for a brief time. Yeah. Was it a Rondequoy Mall and then it disappeared? And there are like, you know, really good like artisan bakeries locally, but you have to go search them out.
Yeah,
and like the ones that aren't like the little artisan bakery, either they get really big, like Leo's Bakery and Gallery, right? so sweet, and that place is great. But if you don't live on the east side, like that's a
hike.
And for whatever reason, you Italians won't make cinnamon buns.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
No, why? It's the same damn thing.
Because Italians have like they're just locked into like their stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to find a donut in there.
No, what are you talking
about? You'll find like pizza frita.
Soccer Sam makes donuts. He's Italian.
Well, but he had
it's
to buy out.
Shop.
I love how you're talking.
He had to muscle in.
Got to buy him out, buddy. Got the tricolor donut. Very delicious.
Yes.
Don't they make, what's the tricolor pastry?
Yeah, Neapolitan looking thing.
Yeah, but it's not what it is.
I know. There's some name for it.
Okay, let me tell you. I used to be a fat guy. I don't
those
know
things
what
are
called.
Delicious.
What the hell is that called?
It's Italian crack, man, because I could eat a plate of those things.
You can't tell me what it's called. Hey, can I get one of them things that's Italian crack? What the hell is that called?
I used to just call it Neapolitan, but I guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was called.
Yeah, I think it is Neapolitan.
Like the little
three
blocks?
Colors.
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost like a little slice of cake.
Okay, I thought the Neapolitan was just the ice cream. I don't know what
it's called. I think it's the same concept.
Okay, no, I understand.
Yeah, Neapolitan cookies, that's what they call them.
Okay, I'm sorry. But they make a donut.
Unless
you're
thinking of
something.
Oh, you're Italian. Okay.
You didn't
I wasn't
stand up
sure.
immediately and be like, let me tell you about Italy.
Stand behind your cookies. What are you playing? A ukulele?
Mandolin, but I don't know how to do a mandolin with my voice. How do you do it? Go ahead.
I have no
That's
idea.
What I'm saying. Your dad played the mandolin.
No, he didn't.
Very talented from what I understand. it does feel like, and if I'm wrong, tell me, 252-WCMF, the bakery dominance has started to shift towards the east side as the years go on in the greater
Well, because it's getting more, you know, hipster. It is. It's not. It's not the standard stuff you got back in the
yeah,
day.
Like when I walk into Leo's Bakery and Deli and they have Radiohead playing.
He may. I don't
Shut
know.
Shut up.
But that's like, but Leo's a weird place because it's like a full service store.
No, I understand, but like,
I mean, he's got like subs, salads, all that stuff.
I got it. But like, when it comes to like, give me the traditional bakeries, right on the West Side, we see these Italian bakeries closing, and you know, it started around COVID. And one of the quotes that like sticks in my head for the rest of my life, they talked to God. I'm not sure if it's Marticello's, whoever was closing one of the bakeries. And the guy said, you know, nobody wants to pay $9 for a loaf of bread.
Right.
When you can get it at Wegmans or Tops for $5. And it sucks because that bread is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But he's right.
Yeah.
But, like, the city, Park Ave, Monroe Ave, have a bunch of great bakeries.
Yeah, the hipster area.
Yes.
There's a lot downtown.
Every little east side town has, like, those artisan things now. Mm. But, like, it's almost like one disappears. The old Italian bakery disappears on the west side, and it sprouts like two new east side bakeries. And that's not fair. It's not fair to me.
Well, because the west side doesn't want, they don't want to spend. I mean, those old timers ain't going to spend money.
We're not supporting it.
What are you talking about? The old timers are the ones keeping that other, those places open in the first
place. No, but if that those prices go up, they'll make it at home.
Shut. Oh, not like east siders.
What?
You guys spend money?
Yeah, we spend money.
Do you spend money?
I don't. My wife does.
Okay. No, she doesn't. Like, I think there's space for, like, one giant kick-ass do-all bakery.
Where would you put it?
Well, isn't that, what do you mean? What do you mean by do-all?
I guess,
like a Leo's?
I guess Leo's, would be the closest kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, save, like, a deli and stuff.
No, I mean, I'm saying, I just want a bakery that'll make me all my baked goods. I want all the muffins.
Across the board.
Yes, I want all the Italian
all over
food.
The world.
You got it. I want donuts. I want cinnamon rolls. I want to walk in that morning.
Ooh, an around-the-world bakery?
Yeah.
I love
Pastry
it.
Pastry world.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, every section's, like, a different part of the world.
They're $1 million
idea. Lottery tickets and cigarettes and all that stuff.
You're saying
gas
that, like,
station out back.
You're saying that, like, it's a joke, like, that wouldn't work. Like, if you sold
truck stop.
Cigarettes, lottery tickets, and the most delicious
maybe a little
pastry.
Pornography.
Pornography on the bacon.
Oh, look at that.
Bro, they can do
dirty donuts, baby.
Bro!
Oh, my God.
Bro! Dirty donuts.
Okay. That's what we call it then.
We'd sell it to like five guys every morning. I'm sure we could do it.
Yeah, we got the same five perverts.
All right, Kimmy, you got one day left on Earth.
Uh-huh.
The last baked good you want to eat, pastry, is what?
Like a bear claw.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's...
A bear claw?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're not bad. It's just like your last ever pastry is a bear.
It's a good pastry.
All right. We turn our attention to bitch-ass bitch over here. Last day on Earth. It's all over.
Yeah.
Your final pastry is what?
Those Italian almond cookies.
Really?
Yeah, I love those.
You guys
like
have the
crunch.
It's the ones that has the little slivers on top.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it has that almond paste in
you
the like middle.
Do you dunk it in the coffee?
Thank you.
Yeah, no,
man,
it's
that
like,
is heaven.
No, I love heaven. Those. I love those cookies. It's like, you know, it's like God asked, what would it taste like if a cookie had 80% of the flavor it's supposed to
when
have?
When it comes to most Italian cookies, I don't know if I actually like them or they were just forced on me so much as a child.
Well, like those,
that it's biscotti. Just like it's just like, oh yeah, I have to have that.
So my old man would eat one of those biscottis every morning. Mm-hmm. He used to call them Anisette toast. And he would dunk it in his... But he ate those every day of his life. He'd have two with his coffee.
And he made it to 80-something.
87.
There you go.
And chain smoked. And was an alcoholic.
I think Kimmy brings up a good point. That all Italian cookies, the flavor is always in
it's
the frosting.
Meh. I mean, it's not like the best cookie in the world.
No, I'm with you. I'll eat them, though. I mean, I'll hammer. I'm with you. They were just stuffed in my mouth as a kid. So
well, some of those cookies, it's just the same cookie with different designs to it. Mm-hmm.
Different
and it's
shapes.
Just an array of colors, you know.
Another Italian scam job. Way to go. Yeah, no, it's a different cookie. Try that one. No, I swear to God, different cookie.
75 cents.
For years, we were told it was just our imagination, man.
Yeah.
You're just seeing things, man. Well.
What?
Folks saw enough, but now the state is doing something about it.
So it's there.
It seems like it. And this is a bit of a mind-deaf story. Because these weren't around, Kimmy, when we were growing up. If you've lived in the greater Rochester area, you have not had to deal with these. But it seems... Now,
yeah,
they're back.
But they're back.
Because they were here like hundreds of years ago.
So they just kind of wandered back from history?
I guess.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The state of New York has announced.
What are they doing?
They're going to start trapping bobcats.
Oh.
Oh, so there's enough of them to trap.
Is what it seems, Kim.
Okay.
Bobcats.
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation says they've had a boom in bobcat sightings across New York, but especially...
Wow, pussycat.
But especially in central and here in western New York.
So we got them.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The plan from the DEC is to catch them, tag them, get their sex and their age. It's like a forced DMV.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, let them go again to track them?
So where do you... Wait. So they're just going to track them. They're not trying to get rid of them.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like
they're move them back to someplace else.
Well, I mean, I don't know where you're moving them. Like, they were here.
Send them to Pennsylvania. Let them deal with it.
Well, no, because they'll just come back. I mean, they're here already for a reason. They wandered back for a
reason. So they were not here for a while?
Yeah, so at one point, there were only bobcats in certain parts of New York, and it looks like it was the Adirondack area.
Mountain cat.
You got it. But the state believes they are now all over New York with the exception of New York City.
So they must have been banging like crazy.
Probably banging like crazy. Farmers especially believe they've been seeing these cats lurking around, and it makes sense. The cats are looking for food.
What do they eat?
Anything.
Well, I mean, they
like,
eat, like
smaller animals,
chickens,
I guess.
Yeah, like things like foxes, like 5'5" Italians, stupid hats, and shoes that are supposed to look like alligator shoes, but they're not really alligator.
They're crocodile.
They're not crocodile. Are they real crocodile?
They're real crocodile.
You are such a douchebag. You're such.
They're from Spain.
Oh, I forgot about those.
It's the Spanish crocodile.
Spanish crocodile. What does that sound like? A Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish that well. In my village.
You guys, you gonna have your heads on a swivel for a bobcat?
I don't know if they're that dangerous. Like, will they attack you, or are they like, will they leave you alone?
So the good news is,
good news.
According to the DEC, bobcats generally afraid of people.
Okay.
They only come around looking for food. Mm. It is recommended, however, to keep an eye on your dogs and cats.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's really what you gotta watch out for, right? If you have other little animals running around.
Like, I don't know how big they are.
About the size of a bobcat.
Oh, regular bobcat.
Yeah.
I mean, it says like a house cat, or they look like something like a coyote.
Right, so it's interesting you asked that question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF if we have people with better bobcat facts, because we're not bobcat experts. Folks in the greater Rochester area, for the last 5 or 10 years, have claimed they've seen bobcats on their property. We've talked about this a little bit.
Yeah. Those trail cams and crap?
There was one story a few years ago in Chilai where someone took a still photo of what they believed was a bobcat.
Yeah.
And the DEC told this person that bobcats don't live around here.
Ain't no damn bobcat.
They said it was a fat house cat.
Oh, okay.
That's what they claimed. So when you ask what the size is, I mean, I don't know. If they believed it was a fat house cat.
Then they're not that big.
I don't know. Was that person right all along in Chilai?
Maybe.
I'd be doing a victory lap.
Seriously.
This morning. I'd be calling the DEC. Hey, you remember who it is? Fat cat guy. Who's a dick now? But we don't know why all of a sudden they're back.
Well, they must have bred like crazy and they're just moving around looking for food.
Okay, unless something is changing in the environment climate where it's better here than it was the other places they were.
Getting warmer, maybe?
Or they,
I don't know,
developing more in those other places?
Like
where
working
they...
out? Like that Rocky IV montage? There's no easy way out. Bobcat coming home. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like, are they building homes and businesses and stuff? Like, where they... Normally,
are we encroaching on their territory?
Yes,
but we didn't know they were
like
out
where
here.
Your house is.
Yeah, I mean, look, that would make sense because there are people building further out into the country. But it doesn't sound like they were there even when there wasn't weren't homes. I guess you're right. If we weren't out there, we wouldn't know.
Yeah,
but people did own that property. So you'd think they would have saw them. It's funny too. You said building homes and businesses like you were talking about the bobcats again.
Oh.
There's a vegan cinnamon roll bobcat business opening in Pittsburgh. 252 WCMF, the state of New York, the Department of Environmental Conservation, is going to begin trapping bobcats. They now believe that bobcats have moved all across the state of New York. They were not in western and central New York when we were growing up, but they're here now, and they're trying to figure out where they're going, what they're doing here, tracking them.
Well, they let them hunt them, like to thin them out?
So I don't know if we have that many.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a problem yet.
Yeah. I mean, we don't hear any stories about people getting like attacked or animals
killed
by, right? Because that would be a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Right. I mean, maybe they're good to eat. I don't know.
Okay, we did a story yesterday about eating roadkill.
Yeah, but that's roadkill.
No, but you even freaked out about people that hunt to eat.
No, but maybe some people like a good bobcat burger.
All right, but we've eaten every
animal. Bob burger.
We've eaten every animal, right?
Yes.
All right, there isn't an animal on the earth.
No, we've tasted everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of it sucked.
If bobcat was good, we'd be raising bobcats.
I don't know.
Bobcats.
Maybe we just, you know, maybe they did back Frontier Day and they gave up on it for a while.
Kimmy, can you Google, is bobcat meat good.
Probably good with a nice glass of bourbon.
What other? We don't eat any other cats. Do we eat cats? We don't eat cats.
No, we don't.
We don't eat lion. We don't eat
tiger.
I
mean, certain cultures do. But I think we just don't do it because we think it's low end.
No, name another. No, even when you go to, like, quote these, you're doing an old-ass joke.
No, they do. They do legit eat cats and dogs and frogs and everything else. And
cats and dogs and frogs.
It's a nice platter.
Okay, yeah. But
it's like a big party platter.
In most countries, you're not walking into a restaurant where there's any kind of cat on the menu. Why don't we eat cats?
I don't know because I'm pretty sure they eat cat in India and China.
Okay. What are you basing that on?
India and China. They're full of cat meat and dog meat. Well, don't forget, in India, they don't eat the cow. So they got to eat something.
They got to eat the cat.
Because the cow is sacred, so yeah. Screw that cat.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, We don't eat any kind of dog either.
No.
Like no wolves, no coyotes.
Well, I'm sure we did back in the day.
Oh, have you ever heard of like settlers like shooting a wolf and eating it?
They had to, bro. They were starving out there. No. Anything that moved had an ass on it, they were going to pop it.
I understand, but it's, you know, you hear about settlers like eating bison
and
like deer and things like that. You don't hear like Lewis and Clark settling down for a nice
wolf sandwich?
Wolf steak?
Maybe there's not a lot of meat on them.
Probably not.
You know what I mean? Too scrawny. Maybe that could also be part of the reason why it was never a regularly served animal.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
But there's not a lot of frogs, meat on frogs either, and you can find frogs.
The legs. They eat the legs.
No, that's what I'm saying. But you can find frog legs in America.
Yes, you can.
A place in Rochester that serve frogs. Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm going to say it like I think he means me to
say.
Saw a bobcat near Leroy when I was a kid. Bobcats can be as big as a poodle, can be vicious.
Okay, that's not intimidating to say that.
Poodles.
Pick another dog. Some bitch as big as a poodle.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Well, which poodle are you talking about?
Well, no, not the little poodle.
Standard
like
poodle.
Thank you. They're that big.
But it's just don't use it that dog for measurement when you're trying to scare people.
Give me another dog in that size.
I saw a gator one time, size of a goddamn full-size poodle.
Yeah, that would be a huge gator.
He is up on his hind legs.
That tall. It's a big.
All furry and cute.
Poodles are big. Do we have any word on whether or not bobcats are good to eat?
Not really. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of information about, the taste of it.
Would it be against the law for me to kill a bobcat in my yard?
Like, to defend yourself, like protect your kid?
Okay, I guess that would be okay. Like, because if we didn't know there's no bobcat hunting. Could you Google if there's a bobcat hunting season? Because if we didn't think they were around here, there would be no need for
that. So let's say I just hit it with something, you killed it?
Yeah.
Because you can't shoot it. In your yard.
No. Unless you live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, you're just defending your property and your kid. You can kill anything.
Yes.
You can.
No, you can't say it like that either. Now you sound like you live in the state of Florida. You own my property? Bang, 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 bang!
So there are bobcat hunting seasons in many states, including New York.
Oh.
Has a season that generally runs from late October to mid-February.
So somebody must be eating them if we're hunting them.
Oh, unless they're using them for, like, fur or something. I don't know.
Or trophies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? You get that thing mounted and stuffed.
That'd be pretty cool looking.
Looks like you can hunt them in the Adirondacks.
Okay. Salt writes us on Instagram. I'm sorry, Kim. I didn't mean to cut.
That's okay.
We're talking about the story yesterday. The state of New York has announced the Department of Environmental Conservation is going to start trapping bobcats. 5-10 years ago, folks that said they saw bobcats in the greater Rochester area were told they were mistaken. They are not here. It seems they are now here or have been here the entire time. They are going to catch them, tag them, get their sex and their age, and it looks like they're going to release them back out into the wild to see where they're going and what they're doing. Salt writes us on Instagram. Bunch of my friends and I swear there was a bobcat living on or around the MCC campus for a few months back in 2021.
They
had
probably dropped out.
Could you imagine going to like your freshman literature class?
Yeah.
There's a bobcat and he's all pissed because he can't move the pages in the textbook because he's got no thumbs. He's got no thumbs, people.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's hard here. I mean, I understand the education is affordable, but I got no thumbs. In theory, this is a great idea. A place where you can go if you feel hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Bamboozled.
Okay.
Ripped off. You're not just shouting into the void. You're making sure something is done about it. And the problem here, however, there are plenty of folks in this world who are never happy. And they just like to complain. And this is going to be a magnet for you types of people. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. New York State's DMV is looking out for you.
What are they doing?
They have launched a new online campaign from folks that feel, that feel they were unfairly treated or scammed by car dealerships and repair shops.
All right.
So the state saw this as a necessity after the amount of complaints they have had made through official channels in the last couple of years.
Just basically about over mechanics.
Mechanics, pretty much. So whatever happened, happened. Yeah. So for example, last year, 470 New Yorkers got more than $1.5 million in refunds through the state for repairs and bad deals. But the problem with that, the process is not easy. And the state estimates there were thousands of more people that had legitimate gripes and issues that never had their voices heard because there's no one place to go.
Yeah.
This new online complain forum fixes that problem. And on the surface, it's a great idea. It's government working for you.
Okay.
Bravo. But you're making a face.
So wait, so like I got a complaint, then the state's going to chase down this dude that ripped me off on my brake job?
Yep.
And then they're going to get me my money back?
Yes, it's going to be the state.
So they're going to do the whole thing?
Well, the state, look, I don't know how the actual process works, but it gives you the ability to go to the state and say, hey, this happened.
There's something wrong here. Check into it.
Exactly. Yeah. Not only am I getting made whole again, it's alerting the state that this place may be doing things that aren't
ethical.
Board. Yeah, there you go. Okay. But you're making a face.
It doesn't sound. It sounds like you're never going to get what you're looking for.
Okay, that's what you're concerned about?
Yeah, because it sounds like it's the process is going to take so long. And, like, to prove that this guy ripped you off. And they're basically now a third party to tell, you know, to find, to investigate this.
But they're doing this so that doesn't, because that has been the issue.
Yeah.
They want to make it easier. No, you don't think you don't
it doesn't sound like it's going to work.
Right. I love how you just don't want to have to fill out a form. So
I
you're
hate
out.
It, man.
But you don't have to use this.
Yeah, I got
to
come up with a password. And what's your what was the name of your first pet? I don't remember. How do you spell smidgy? You know, I don't want to do all that. I just want to go down there and fix it right, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's the problem.
I think this is kind of almost not a last resort for people, but I'm sure they've already maybe tried to do something about it and failed. So why not?
But it reminds me like one of those things you'll do it right, thinking you're gonna and maybe you get a check like 5 years from now, like you'll forget and you'll get $50 back in the mail for your brake job.
Sometimes it's people feel better about it. Just knowing, like, it's on somebody's radar now, you know? All like, right. I went and I made the complaint, and hopefully something happened.
I did my due diligence.
No, but I love you. Like, people are getting ripped off. Let the business keep ripping them off. Buyer beware is what I say, even though you would have no idea that this is happening.
All right.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
You saw this story, and your concern wasn't nothing would get done about it. Your concern was when you have a place for a bunch of people to be able to complain.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is they're going to have to filter out some complaints that may just be a waste of time.
People bitching.
Well, that's just it.
Yes.
The man at the front desk was rude to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's less about the problem with your actual car and more about kind of just petty stuff.
They'll complain about the coffee in the waiting room.
You would complain about the coffee.
I wouldn't even touch it.
When you make complaining easy, it brings out all the complainers.
It does.
And you do have to wonder with this new system, of all the complaints that this online portal is going to get, how many of them are legitimate complaints?
So that means somebody's going to have to sit there and sift through all of that crap.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
And 90% of it's probably garbage.
Again, I love how you do that. 90%, probably. 90%, Kimmy.
It's a known fact. 90% of people suck.
The easier you make it for people to complain, they will complain.
Okay, here they come.
But here's the thing. The counterpoint to that is if you don't make it easy for a place to for people that feel they get ripped off, it's harder for them to get their money back and easier for them to get ripped off. So what are you supposed to do?
Sue.
No, that clogs up the court system.
No, don't they have like Sue Court? Like for just
Sue
suing?
Court?
Yeah,
it's called court. Small claims court.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. 252 WCMF. Do you look at online reviews for anything anymore before you make purchases?
No, because like half the time, like you'll just get all glowing crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, that's not really telling me anything because somebody had to like have an experience here.
Somebody had to like have an experience.
You know what I mean?
I don't take them very seriously, but if it's one extreme or another, like if that business is averaging like one star per customer, that may be a little bit of a red flag for me.
Okay, I think that's fair when it's super extreme.
Yeah.
But if I want to do something, let's say I want to go someplace, and I see one negative review, guy's a jerk.
Wait, okay, so you think the guy's a dick?
Guy's a jerk. He doesn't, you know what, he doesn't appreciate quality.
For this place you've never been to.
No, but let's say I really want to go.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this guy. Look at this guy.
But,
it's over his head.
But that guy
there's no good taste.
Not like you.
I know taste, baby.
Yeah.
I was tasting last night pretty good. It was delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, I just had a beautiful meal.
Wonderful.
Then I went over to your mom's house. For a little dessert. A little tiramisu.
Shut up. 252 WCMF. The state DMV has established a portal where people that feel they've been ripped off by car dealerships or mechanics can go to try and get made whole again. And they're doing this because last year, despite the fact that 470 New Yorkers got more than $1.5 million in refunds for repairs through state action, it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
And they want everybody to have the ability to go do this. You know, going back to the looking at online reviews.
Mm-hmm.
When they were first a thing,
yeah,
they were brilliant. Because you didn't have to just rely on friends and family anymore. You had these independent people. But now, to the point you guys are making, when you look at online reviews, you get one of two things. You have people that had too high expectations,
mm-hmm.
crapping all over what the service or product was. Or you have these sterling reviews. And whenever I read a sterling review,
yeah.
I assume that is fake, that the owner or a family member
wrote.
It's
too perfect, yeah.
I can't trust a review of anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is nothing I can read.
But I still look at them.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. You sat here and go, that guy's a jerk. This is stupid. And you read all the reviews.
Yeah.
So then now, how are we supposed to judge if a product or service is good before we go if we can't even trust the reviews anymore?
I mean, it would have to be then like word of mouth.
Okay.
Like somebody you know that directly used this company for something told you about their experience. Maybe that does it for you.
But you and I could look at the same thing.
Yeah.
And come up with two different, completely different feelings about that product or place.
I mean, that's most things for you and I.
But that's everybody. So I'll give you a great example. You went to London.
Yes.
And I just met somebody else who went to London.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically went to the same area. And it's like you went to two different countries when they were talking about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like her experience to your experience.
Oh.
It was completely different. And I'm just talking about what they saw on the street.
Okay.
And I was blown away by it because I kept going, no, he really liked that. She goes, that was terrible.
What?
Terrible.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, terrible. Oh, God, awful.
Okay.
Would never go back. And you loved it.
It was great.
But, I mean, those are two people. You're both about the same age. She's pretty. You're not.
That wasn't necessary.
Well, you know who you are. You might have been part of it. She might have saw you in London.
By the way, I'm going to say a totally normal thing for a man my age. That's a pretty 30-something-year-old woman.
She was an attraction.
I know. It's perfect. Hey, you want to give us her ethnicity, too, you old man? She's hanging out with this Asian guy. Kimmy,
yeah.
Do you have a rock solid person in your life whose opinion you trust, no questions asked?
Honestly, I probably trust more people than I should. Like I said, if somebody I know, I don't even have to know them that well, but if they say something amazing about their experience, I'm like, I just think like, well, at least they didn't have a bad experience, so maybe it's a trustworthy place. I don't know.
All right, let me ask you this, Kimmy.
Yeah.
In this room, for a place or product, are you more likely to trust Tommy or I when it comes to a review? If we have opposite opinions, whose opinion are you taking more?
It might depend on what the service is.
Okay, so like you would take my
hair
advice.
Hair and makeup, Tommy.
But you don't.
Do what you don't. He drooled on himself, too, if you're watching the live stream. Do what you don't. It's just spit is pouring out of his mouth.
When it comes to, like, maybe anything online, probably yours.
Well, why? But he's friends with Terry Pegula on Facebook.
Yeah, big time.
Do you have someone in your life whose opinion you trust rock solid, no questions asked? If they tell you it's good, you're going?
Yeah, I think again, it depends on what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like, I would say I trusted you about tickets for the Bills game.
Mm.
That sucks. Yeah.
No, but I told you on the back.
No. You didn't say anything.
No, you said you got the tickets and then told me where they were. And I was like, you were in the room for that, Kimmy. You were in the room.
No, maybe it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah. You should get really high end zone seats. That's where all the movers and shakers sit, you idiot.
So Kimmy and I
trade
ideas on what to watch on TV.
It's an idea.
But I always oversell it, and then she gets pissed off.
Well, yes, you do. But I'll still watch it.
Yeah, but she's also disappointed.
I know enough to know that we both enjoy the same TV shows. So even though you do oversell it sometimes, it's usually something I enjoy.
Okay.
No, you oversell everything though. Yeah. If you like something, it'll be the.
I'm all in.
No, but it sucks because like everybody.
It does kind of ruin it a little bit.
I'm a good salesman.
No, but you're not getting any like commission.
How do you know? Look at his shoes.
Like I said.
So guys at clothes wear these shoes.
Bro, it looks like it's a man that had herpes kind of shoe. Looks like a man had herpes was
well,
cut up.
Well, that's how an alligator's crocodile skin looks like.
You know what makes it even worse about him overselling the show?
Yeah.
I will oversell it to my husband. So it's like a chain reaction. Oh. And then we'll be like, Tommy said this scene's crazy. Just wait for it.
Oh,
it
was too, and you know it.
And then we're like, maybe this wasn't the episode he was talking about. And now I feel dumb because I just oversold it to somebody without even seeing it.
It's just a penis. Oh, you see that?
Jesus. How many penises I got to see?
I mean, outside of just your day-to-day life?
I've seen them all.
You know, the other side of this that sucks, going back to the portal that the state is going to open for you to try and, you know, get your money back getting ripped off at dealerships and mechanics and things. Based on what we've been talking about with this complaint portal, there are going to be people who nitpick and lie just to have the ability to complain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to put some businesses in a bad spot.
The whiners. Yes. Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, there are also businesses who are going to F up big time, not make it right for their customers, rip people off, and then be like, well, these people are complaining just because they're dicks. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I take it back when it comes to reviews online. If there is one thing that immediately sends up a red flag for me, if I see a business openly arguing in the comments with people complaining about them, I'm not going to that joint.
Yeah, because that's just bad business.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what you're doing.
Like, I get you want to defend yourself, but it is such a bad look.
You're taking the bait.
Exactly. Like, if you want to call them, if you want to text them, if you want to DM them, right? Like, fine, I get it. Try and make it right. But to air it all out on your Facebook page for everyone else to see, it gets so effing uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a bad move.
So if you own a business, is your advice of the day.
To give those people credit, though, they do always put their name on it. I've even seen people's pictures with it, too.
What do you mean by that?
Like, the bad reviews.
Oh.
They have no problem, like, letting them know, yep, this is me, and I'm posting about it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Fair enough.